Well, yeah, we've had confidence level in Bernard since really the day he got here and started practicing, because he showed what he's all about. He continues to get better. You know, one thing you may not have noticed was the pass protection. He stepped up on a couple inside pressures there and really did a great job of standing those linebackers up at the line of scrimmage. So he's becoming a complete back, and we're just very fortunate to have him on our team.
John, it seems like every week, you know, you guys, other teams are going up against these athletic tight ends. You know, you had two in the first 2 weeks of the season, and now Owen Daniels is coming up. And do you think the league's evolving to the point where you're pretty much going to see one of those guys week in and week out, so you have to be ready to stop him?
Yes. It's such a valuable weapon to have. And we talked about the question with our team. It's something we think we should have as well going forward the rest of the year. We have the guys to do it. But it seems like everybody's got a tight end that can make plays. You know, and those guys are big receiving threats. They can run. It's probably the latest evolution in this league. I mean, there's always been great tight ends, but I don't think everybody had one back then. We've got a pretty great one up there upstairs, right? You know, he reminds us of that. Well, he reminds us that he was a great tight end, as well as the fact that it's important.
As Matt kind of gets acclimated to being a starter now and playing full time, yeah. What are some of the challenges for rookie safety? What kind of some of the tougher things that you have to kind of get accustomed to?
The biggest thing about safety, one of the biggest things is, you're in the middle of it. You know, you've got to tackle well. If you're not tackling well inside, people are going to run the ball on you. You're the last stop, so you've got to stay on top of different kind of passes and play action passes and things like that. I think it's a discipline-oriented type position, and that's a little tougher for a younger guy who hasn't seen everything. And they'll be going after him with double moves and play action passes and things like that. He's going to see a lot of challenging looks.
You get to see a lot of upside, obviously. The way he's played so far.
Oh yeah. I mean, Matt, you know, we have a three safety rotation now that we feel very confident in, you know, and we've got some flexibility in Michael because Michael Huff can play the nickel and he can play corner as well. So, and Matt can play the nickel. So, you know, Terrell's done a great job of moving those guys around and getting them ready in different spots. And I think we've got to build on that.
And Purnell was somebody that Suggs brought up yesterday, just during his meeting with the media. And I know Purnell has switched positions. He's in a reserve type role, but what kind of contribution has he made through the first 2 years?
Well, if you notice, we didn't have to keep our outside backers on the field the whole time. So we were rotating Terrell in and out of the game. Dumervil rotated with Courtney. You know, Purnell was in the game for Terrell. Played a lot of the rundown stuff, did a really good job. So the more guys you can play, the better off you're going to be at every position. You know, I think, you know, a couple guys played the whole game, but Darryl Smith was one guy, maybe one of the few guys that actually played every snap.
John, if you get to the end of the week and you think you're going to have to rest Ray Rice, are you comfortable using a Juszczyk or Sean Drone? Or do you change personnel or do you change your approach in the backfield?
Mm-hmm. To be determined. Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for asking, though.
Gotta try.
John, is that a good indicator for Arthur that he's able to do the walkthrough? And I just saw he wanted to go back in the game yesterday, so he was obviously feeling decent during the game after he suffered the injury.
Right. I mean, I don't want to draw any conclusion, you know, because I really don't know.
Now, you're talking about Arian Foster, different tight running than Trent Richardson, but kind of challenge he presents and what kind of test LB can run defense again?
Well, this team, you know, we've played them a lot, you know, and we got drubbed down there last year. They present so many challenges. They've got so many good players. They do a great job with their schemes, all three phases, and they always play hard. You know, they're very physical. They got a lot of speed. They've got weapons everywhere. So it's just going to be a big challenge for us, you know, whether it's Arian Foster or Matt Schaub or Andre Johnson. I mean, they got receivers everywhere. This kid from Clemson, Hopkins, we loved him coming out. You know, their offensive line is always very good and very well coached. Flip it over to defense, same thing. So we understand the challenge. We understand who's coming in here, and we'll be ready.
Is there anything you could take from the Denver Broncos game in week one with all the weapons they have and kind of extrapolate it to the Texans after all the weapons you just spoke about, how to defend them?
Well, yeah, all the best teams in this league, you know, the most explosive offensive teams in this league have that, you know, in common. So we've played against these kind of teams. New England's been like that in the past, too, so it'll be very similar that way.
John, another emotional week coming up. Ray Lewis coming back in honor to the Ring of Honor, mm-hmm. And emotional for the players and for the fans. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, we'll all be – it'll be great to see Ray for us. You know, I don't know how emotional we'll be about that. We'll be emotional about – it's always there. You know, we'll be emotional about the game, and we'll feel great about Ray being here for that. It's a great honor, something that we'll all take pride in, you know, and you know, maybe Ray will be ready to give us a little fire-up talk. We'll be looking for that as well. But you could feel it with the at the beginning of the game when we came out. Before the introductions, the coaches sneak out up on the sideline, that back door there. And so we were out before the players were out, and it was just kind of wrapping up the festivities with the banner and everything. And I'll admit, you know, it was a little emotional. It really was. It was something that you just – it kind of grabs you a little bit. And you could just feel the energy in the building was amazing. And it means something. It really does. It's something, you know, you can't let it distract you, but at the same time, it's a pretty powerful thing.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks.